Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
J.J. Meadow here for BlindBargains.com and doing a quick demo of an app called Intersection Explorer. Intersection Explorer is an app that was just released into the Android market. It is a free application that allows you to virtually explore an area. Now, this kind of takes us back to some of the original Sendero apps, and even now Sendero maps for the PC, where you can virtually travel a street and see what's around. Now, obviously, this isn't as full-featured as the Sendero products. You can't see all the nearby places and do all the fancy stuff that you could do with that. But this is a cool basic start for just knowing the layout of streets and how they intersect and which streets go where. So I'm going to go to the home screen here.
Shortcuts. Eyes.
And shortcut. I've made a shortcut to Intersection Explorer. I have Intersection Explorer. That's Loquendo text-to-speech, by the way, on a T-Mobile MyTouch 3G slide running Android 2.2. So the Intersection Explorer uses the touchscreen as its interface solely. So if you press the center of the touchscreen, or kind of akin to where the number 5 would be in a tic-tac-toe grid.
Currently at W. Adams ST and S. Canal ST.
Currently at West Adams Street and South Canal Street. That's really not my location. Well, you know how privacy goes. I'm not really going to do this using my current location. That is a location right outside of Union Station in Chicago. So if you press that center key at any time, it'll tell you your nearest location. Now, what I can do, say I want to travel north up Canal Street and see what the next street would be. So what I do is I put my finger at the number 5 and I stroke up towards where the 2 would be. And I'm going to hear
north along S Canal, moved about 143 meters to W. Monroe ST and S Canal ST.
So there you go. It tells you that we moved 143 meters and that we are now at the corner of South Canal and Monroe. This definitely reminds me of how the Sendero maps do it, where you kind of travel in a certain direction. It tells you how far you moved, and then it tells you the next street that you're at. So again, I can hit 5, or the middle of the touchscreen. Oops, I hit a little off.
Currently at W. Monroe ST and S Canal ST.
It's definitely pretty precise. You got to make sure you hit the correct part of the touchscreen. So how it works is it doesn't move you until you release your finger. So I can keep sliding my finger the different directions, the four main cardinal directions plus northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest, and it will tell me if there is a street in that direction. Here, I'll start at the middle and I'll kind of go around the circle or try to here.
North along S Canal S, northeast.
North.
East along W. Monroe S.
I can go east along Monroe.
South along S Canal S.
I can go back south on Canal where I came.
Southwest. West along northwest.
Oops.
West along southwest.
That west.
West along W. Monroe ST.
All right, we'll go west along Monroe.
Moved about 143 meters to W. Adams ST and S. Canal ST.
And there we go. The way the streets are connected here, we'll try going west again.
West along W. Moved about 122 meters to W. Adams ST and S. Clinton ST.
I think Monroe merges into Adams or something goes on up there. Let's try going back north.
North along S. Moved about 145 meters to W. Monroe ST and S. Clinton ST.
There we go. We're back to Monroe and Clinton. It's a little bit of a precise movement here. You got to make sure you're doing this in the right direction. It does take a little bit of practice. But as you can see, once you get used to this and say, you know, the street goes north or wrong, just keep swiping north.
North along S. Moved about 67 meters to W. Arcade Place and S. Clinton ST. North along S. Clinton.
I'm going up Clinton Street.
W. Madison Street, S. Clinton ST, and N. Clinton ST.
And actually, that's where South Clinton becomes North Clinton, because Madison is the east-west cross for Chicago. That's basically how Intersection Explorer works. There isn't a lot to it. There is a menu that allows you to type in a new location. It's pretty smart as far as locations, just like Google is for addresses. For instance, to get this, I just typed in Amtrak, Chicago, IO, and it knew what I meant. And it sent me over to that location. If we go to the menu.
Menu, current location.
Current location.
Location. Go back. Zoom in. Zoom out. More.
Sorry, it wanted to tell me everything. Current location would take me to my address here, where I am right now, using GPS. New location would let me type in a different one. Zoom in and zoom out are visual. indicators, which don't really help us a lot. And go back, I believe it takes you back to your previous location. So that's basically it for the menu app. And that's basically it for Intersection Explorer. It's a new thing, so I'm sure they're going to be expanding, adding some more options. Of course, it'd be nice to know the types of intersections, whether it's a T or perhaps a one-way street for a vehicular. It'd be cool to have an option if you could designate meters or yards. Right now, it just does meters. But considering nothing like this has been available before, specifically for Android or iPhone, it's definitely a cool option to have when you're traveling. And if you don't happen to have another GPS solution, such as on a Braille Notes or Mobile Geo or on the or SenseNav, it's really nice to have this as an option. And with being in tandem with other GPS apps that are on the phones, it's definitely a nice addition. Will this come to iPhone? Some people have been asking. Well, Google probably isn't going to do it themselves. It probably would be possible if you can find a way to override VoiceOver's handling of the touchscreen. That would be probably the big key here, is that this app totally takes control of the touchscreen. So, you know, there probably are ways in programming to do that, and that would make that possible. Of course, it also takes someone with the necessary programming skills and the access to the available maps to also pull that off. But this is available. It's in Android Market. It's free. It's just called Intersection Explorer. It's just a quick free download, and it will install to your Android, I believe, 2.1 or greater, but don't quote me on that. But your newer Android phones will work with it. You don't even need a keyboard for this one to work. It will work basically with the touchscreen. For more on the latest in accessible phones and all sorts of other things, visit blindbargains.com. For Blind Bargains, I'm JJ Meadow.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.